The Navy wants more of its sailors to earn advanced educational degrees, but based on personnel rules in place right now, taking a break from military service to attend school can have seriously negative career implications. As Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu reports, the service is asking Congress to help change that.
A legislative proposal the Navy hopes Congress will include in next year's version of the Defense Authorization Bill is meant to let military officers take a temporary detour from their traditional career paths, then rejoin those career paths without facing consequences for their future promotions. It would apply to cases where service members are still on active duty, but spending a few years in non-traditional activities, like pursuing advanced studies. Vice Admiral Robert Burke, the Chief of Naval Personnel, says it would be especially helpful in areas where sailors have compressed, tightly defined career paths, like aviation.
An aviator that goes off to Oxford or goes and does some sort of very high level, prestigious scholarship, if they go and do something out of the cockpit, out of the production flight line, they're not going to screen for their next milestone because they didn't contribute to naval aviation. And there are many examples of that happening in recent years. But that's not right for the long term for the Navy. We need to, you know, be producing the next generation of highly talented strategists to build our next version of War Plan Orange or whatever it is. So we should be sending our best and brightest off to those types of opportunities as well. So this proposal would allow an officer to go do something off the golden path, come back in and reset with a new peer group so that they're not punished for doing that off the beaten path thing.
The proposal is loosely modeled on an existing legal authority available to all the military services called the Career Intermission Program. CIP lets service members take a break from the military altogether and enter the inactive ready reserve for a few years, then re-enter active service at the same rank. Along the same lines, promotion boards are instructed not to count that break in service against them. The Navy has long been an advocate of CIP and is by far its biggest user. Burke acknowledged that relatively few sailors were interested in applying for it in its initial years, but contended it's now a major success. 162 sailors are participating as of now.
We've had 89 go all the way through it and come back in on active duty, 14 of whom went through subsequent officer promotion boards or enlisted promotions. And, you know, the vast majority, 80-some percent, all were selected and went on. We've had husband-wife teams that were surface warfare officers that did this as department heads. Each took the intermission, had two children. Each went on to become commanding officers, and both are major commanders now. We've had helicopter aviation squadron COs went on to be a major commander. Command master chiefs, every level, every rating, every rank in the Navy represented using this program. And the screening and the subsequent advancement went on and worked fine. We had five individuals that went off and got college degrees and went into seaman to admiral programs and became officers after using the career intermission program. One person just recently got a law degree and went to OCS to become a judge advocate general because they couldn't get into the law entry program via normal means.
Lieutenant General Michael Rocco, the Assistant Commandant of the Marine Corps for Manpower and Reserve Affairs, also sees strong value in programs that let service members take a temporary break from military service, but the Marines have had very few takers for CIP so far. Only 11 are currently enrolled. Rocco says that's partly because the Marine Corps actively counsels people not to enter those programs if they might hurt their careers.
So there are a couple of things. When we talk about the career intermission program, we're talking about going out something non-traditional and then coming back in, and those numbers are pretty low. But we have a number of programs and over 300 that go out and go up to Naval Postgraduate School, get their degrees in something other than, well, in anything. In fact, many of them end up working in manpower. And they become analysts of whatnot, and we actually look at those numbers very closely, and they're, to your point, those promotion rates are as good, if not better. In the past, they haven't been that good because we picked the wrong people for the wrong reasons at the wrong time. We do a much better job now of looking at the population and going, well, this is probably not best in your career to be doing this at this time, or the impact of the payback tour. To Admiral Burke's point about that timing, you know, we just can't squeeze it all in. So when you go into the program, we'll not only look at where you're going, but then the payback tour to ensure that you don't commit professional suicide by going into a program like that, so you won't be picked for it. So we spend a lot more time looking at the input so the output is growing. Because at the end of the day, we can quote anything we want, but the folks know, the young guys and gals who are going to join, they know if they go down this road, if they go to a education program that is not going to mean that they will advance in their profession, then they're not going to do that. We can do all the advertising in the world, but the Marines are pretty smart, the sailors are pretty smart, the Coast Guard are pretty smart, and they know what the numbers are. So we look at that, we look at the input, and we watch it very closely to ensure that we're getting the right person at the right time to meet the requirement, most importantly, to make sure that it doesn't hurt their career.
As part of an overall push to make the military personnel system more flexible, the Sea Services are also asking Congress to adopt a measure that would give some degree of merit-based pay to their officers. The proposal would change the order in which promotion boards consider promotions for officers so that in any given year, officers of particular merit can be promoted ahead of their peers and not constrained by the lifelong lineal numbers officers are assigned when they're first commissioned into the Navy or Marines. Again, Admiral Burke.
This proposal would say, let's let the board reorder you based on how you've been doing lately, based on how you've matured throughout your career. So let the board reorder you based on your performance today, and let's pay the best performers today first within that year. So the board will reorder and will promote and pay the top, you know, X percent or all of the officers first in the fiscal year, and then, you know, order the payment and the promotion throughout the fiscal year based on how you're doing now versus how you did 26 years ago when you got commissioned.
The Navy made a similar proposal last year. It was adopted by the Senate in its version of the 2018 Defense Authorization Bill, but rejected by the House. Over the longer term, Burke says the Navy needs to find new ways to recruit talent that's already well-versed in highly specialized high-tech fields that it believes it will need in the future of warfare, though it doesn't yet have any specific legislative proposals on that front.
What workforce do we need for that? I don't know right now. I know that we're going to need different skill sets, and I know that in the cyber world right now, I'm having trouble in the officer side building those from the ground up in all the various areas of the cyber area. It would be more cost effective and more timely for me to augment traditional forces with certain skill sets, either for certain missions or for certain periods of time, with specialists that I can bring in from the outside and maybe have not trained them up. We already do that today with doctors, lawyers, chaplains. Why not do it with other certain mission specialists?
Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.